Paul's my friend, he was at my school.
And then they're just the regular stuff.
Okay, we're ready.
Okay, thank you. Are you ready, Mark, you and Eric?
Yes, sir. Morning.
Okay, everyone, I would like to call the Tuesday, August 4th Finance Committee to order. The first item is the approval of minutes from the July 6th, 2020 meeting.
Motion to approve?
Second.
We have a motion to approve and a second. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, and if there is anyone that would like to make a public comment, they can make it now, or I know some people are here for specific agenda items, they may want to wait if they so desire. Any public comments at this time? Okay, seeing none, I would like to, at least, Marcy, you could start with the Carta discussion, just to editorialize, if I can, committee members, one little bit. We all know that the Carta Board has some very smart, good people that operate Carta. And they have their own meetings and their own issues. And we do have to approve this, but, you know, I've always been very cautious of making sure we don't try to do the work of what they're doing right now. And as I reviewed this budget, it looked very good to me. But we also have two people from our body that sit on that board. So I feel very comfortable before we even get moving that this has been scrutinized prior to that. And having said that, Marcy, if you can just give us the overview?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Or Eric?
Well, that you summarized it very well, Mr. Chairman. The Carta Board finalized the budget in June. As a participant, council's required to consider it. Given the nature of things, there'll be some adjustments need to be made with the budget throughout the year, but you all know Ron Mitchum, the executive director at BCD COG. He is here to review the budget, if you're okay with that.
Okay. Yes, Gary.
Yeah, I'd like to hear him tell us a little bit about what we spoke about earlier, what are y'all doing with the electric buses and some things that they're doing, I think that are kind of cool, and I think the public, it needs to be on the record so the public can understand what they're trying to do.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We appreciate the opportunity to be before you. This is our current approved budget by the board, or the proposed budget. We approve it typically in June, so we have enough time to get to all the member jurisdictions, and it's for October 1. As Eric mentioned, we know we'll be making changes. We already have made adjustments in the current budget that you see reflected there in 2020, and have made our best guesses in some respects, as it relates to some of the revenue that's impacted by ridership and obviously COVID-19. We did receive a reduction in revenue from Charleston County for the upcoming year, based on their projections of lost revenue associated with COVID-19, but we were fortunate the CARES Act did include some funding for transit systems, because we're considered an essential service and have to make sure that folks have to get to the hospitals and other places that have to be in business regardless of what else is happening out there to other businesses. So we got a nice balance there. We lost about $5 million, and we got about $5 million to replace that, so it worked out pretty well. We are in the process of replacing all of the old vehicles. When I took responsibility for Carta, we had the oldest fleet in America. We are well on our way to becoming current in about 2 years, and it'll take us 2 years, mainly because it'll take that long for the buses to be actually manufactured. We have a Buy America component, which means we have to buy buses built in America, and there's only a few bus manufacturers. So you think in terms of every bus system out there is ordering from only three people. You do the best you can to get in line as early as you can, but when you're buying 20 buses, it does take a little while to get them. So we are fully funded. We're converting to the battery electric buses. We have three of them currently on the street that were manufactured by Proterra, which has a plant in Greenville and another plant in California. We have some additional battery electric buses coming from New Flyer, which manufactured our current buses, our 96 buses. Those are 12-year buses, 500,000 miles. So we're coming up on 25 years, and we have probably nine that are over 1 million miles now. So we've gotten our money's worth out of them. They've held up well, but real excited about the conversion to battery electric. Completely eliminates the emissions. Obviously allows us to move away from the fuel. Still, don't miss the fact that electric doesn't mean that there's not some fossil fuel in that process somewhere, but as far as our buses driving down the street and emitting emissions, won't have that happening in about 2 years. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'll be happy to answer any questions, but we're doing pretty well, all things considered. Ridership's coming back. We obviously haven't seen the ridership come back in students, tourists, but in the essential workers and just people who are having to come back to work, we see that, and we can tell that by the way our revenues are flowing.
Sure.
Don't see a lot of the seniors out there that you know, or what I call choice riders. You know, yeah. They have opportunity to ride whenever they want to take care of a few things. Don't see them in large numbers yet, and I'm glad to say that I think that's a, you know, because we've done a good job explaining the dangers to them at their age, with if they have any risk factors, and so they're doing a pretty good job of staying put, I think.
Sure.
So with that, be happy to answer any questions.
Well, thank you very much. Any members of the committee have any questions?
I don't have any questions. I just want to thank you again, Ron, and I love it that y'all are moving toward electric buses. When he was telling me, he said the only thing about it is you don't hear the buses coming, so usually you can hear them coming, but when yeah. They're quiet like that, it's that's a good thing too, I think. But
yeah, it is a little bit scary sometimes because they're such large vehicles and people don't hear them because they are so quiet. But they don't stop on a dime, so we're looking at that issue to make sure that we, you know, address that. We may have to come up with a little noisemaker here and there when we're on certain streets, a lot of pedestrians.
Thank you. Well, you have one of the hardest political jobs that I know of. You have probably more bosses than anyone in this region, but you certainly do a great job, and we appreciate it.
Well, thank you, sir. Always a pleasure to be with you, and appreciate what y'all do.
Thank you.
I know it's no easy task, and COVID-19 certainly didn't make that any easier.
Right.
And
thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ron.
Okay. It would help if we had a motion from the committee to take to the full council for us to recommend approval.
I'll be happy to make the motion that we approve the CARTA's FY 2021 proposed budget as described by Mr. Mitchum and issued and given to us in writing.
I'll second that.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so that's unanimous, and it will go to full council for the approval on next Tuesday evening. Thank you. Okay, the next item that we have is for an easement request on property that we have on 6 Mile Road where Fire Station 4 is. You want to walk us through this, Marcy?
Actually, Ms. Copeland? Is she?
Are you punting
this to me? Well, we can tag team.
yeah, whatever. Just so we can have,
yes,
for the
sir.
Record, an understanding of what it is we're voting on.
Sure. So at Fire Station 4, they're looking to grant an easement from the apartments coming, and you
right.
can see on this piece here, coming back, and that would provide our service. And Ms. Copeland's here because what we have is we have their attorneys are reviewing the language back and forth to make sure that it's this specific.
Correct. I mean, right now, the draft easement that Dominion has sent to us is very vague. It doesn't even have an exact location where they want to place the line because they haven't done a proper survey yet. So we're trying to work with the lawyers to give us some leeway as far as dictating where they can put it when they do finally decide where they want to put it.
Okay, so just a technical question. Are we early? This will have to go to full council. Will we have this, do you think, by next Tuesday, or?
I would think so. I think we're making progress.
Okay.
Discussing it with the actual easement supervisor and with the lawyer up in Columbia. So I think right now it would be just great to have some directive from you guys to just keep negotiating with Dominion.
I think it's important, I'm one person, but I think it's important to keep negotiating because we don't have enough information or any information to make any decision yet on this. And this will be something that the full council
Correct.
Will have to weigh in on. So I think we should continue moving until we have what it is. And I'm sure you'll work with Eric to make sure that we're protected anything that we would grant would not put the position or the fire department in a negative position now and forever. So, anything?
Do we know what they want to put there?
They'll be running underground lines to provide electricity to the new fire station from that transformer that's by the apartments. And they already have the apartments' approval. We haven't gotten a copy of that yet. And this will be coming to you next week as an ordinance, and we should have the information, and so it will take two readings.
Great. Okay.
Great.
Perfect.
Thank you.
More information, the better.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes, Kathy.
So you don't want any kind of motion from here because you feel like...
Well, I don't know if we have, and I don't know, help, but I don't know if we have anything in which to make a motion on. We can take action to have you continue, but I don't know if that requires action.
It would be great to have that.
Okay, well, let's do that then.
Can you go back to the prior slide? I think we know in general what they're looking to do, and if you see the location, it's not going to disrupt the operations of our fire department. And in fact, it's necessary for the operations of the fire department. So if that's enough right now until the exact positioning is determined, then it'd be great if we can get a motion for approval.
Okay.
Well, and I'd like to make a motion that we as Finance Committee approve the request by Dominion Energy for the proposed easement on property owned by Town of Mount Pleasant in order, 6 Mile Fire Station Number 4, in order to supply our new fire station with the energy it needs, and the negotiations to continue as they are to finalize the details.
Second.
Second. Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 All right, thank you very much. Okay, we now will enter executive session to discuss a potential land purchase. Do you want us to leave or kick people out?
Yes, sir. If we could retreat to the smaller of the rooms,
yes,
not the extra courtroom, that would be ideal.
And I would like to request Ms. Whitley join us in this meeting.
I make a motion that we retreat to executive session.
Okay. All right. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. We are now in executive session, and we'll be back.
Which room are we going to?
Okay, I will call the meeting back to order. We've returned from executive session. We've had a good discussion. Are there any motions or any actions or anything that this committee would like to take as a result of those discussions?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion.
Yes, please.
I make a motion that in regard to land that is currently zoned for economic development in the north end of Mount Pleasant, that we recommend against using any greenbelt money to make purchases of land, because it will no longer be allowed. If we use greenbelt money, it will no longer be allowed to be used for economic development, which we need in that area. Is that a good motion?
I think it might have been, but I'm not sure I understand it. Is this saying that...
That Finance Committee is recommending that we not take greenbelt money and buy economic development land to be used instead for parks?
Ever?
For this current situation
we're in.
For this current situation
we're in. Right
here. Yeah, with land, regarding land that is currently zoned for economic development, that we not use greenbelt money formerly earmarked towards the Mount Pleasant Way, if you want me to throw that in there, that we not use that to purchase land that is intended for economic development in order to have a park.
Okay, do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Oh, man, I was hoping you wouldn't.
Well, how would you like it worded otherwise?
I think we're going to get the same result Tuesday night. Whether this motion passes or whether this motion doesn't
pass. But it's going to be on the agenda, so we have to have a recommendation. Better that Finance looked at it and
okay,
has a recommendation.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 I abstain. I need further information.
Okay. Thank you. All right, the record will reflect that. Okay. The next agenda item is an adjournment, so that will be all for this meeting. Thank you very much.